Yesterday, Mayor Klayman submitted a proposed charter amendment to the Assembly clerk with the goal of putting the anti-discrimination question before voters in the April 2010 municipal election. Unlike the versions already submitted to the Assembly, Klayman says this one involves the municipal charter rather than municipal ordinances.
The goal was to make it as simple and straightforward for the public as possible. And so rather than introducing a five-page ordinance that will result in loads of debate about what does this mean and what does that mean and what does the other thing mean, we introduced it as a charter amendment that adds just the words sexual orientation to two sections of the charter.
The current public hearing on the ordinance change has resulted in more than 400 people testifying, with over 200 still waiting their turn. The sheer numbers have impacted the Assembly's ability to handle other matters, and the two sides remain divided with emotions running high. Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander predicts it will take at least another month to finish the public hearing. Mayor Klayman says putting the question on the ballot will give a more accurate assessment of the overall public view.
From watching the debate in the Assembly, there is divisiveness within the community. What's unclear, and there's no real way of telling until it goes on the ballot, and I think it's going to go on the ballot no matter what, how divisive it really is and how deep that division really represents community values.
Because his proposal would change the municipal charter, it requires 8 of the 11 Assembly members to vote in favor. Klayman hopes the public hearing debate on the charter change going to the voters would take less time than the current hearing process. Osiander isn't so certain.
I basically hate to have this community focus on just this issue for the next 6 months. I also have some concerns based on some of the peripheral behavior I've seen in the debate so far might escalate. However, I will listen and consider this. I don't have a firm response one way or the other yet.
The divisiveness marking the public hearing appeared immediately yesterday afternoon as the mayor was about to talk to the press. Pastor Glenn Clary of the Anchorage Baptist Temple wanted to participate. The Baptist Temple is a staunch foe of extending anti-discrimination protection according to sexual orientation. Because the church owns 3 radio stations and 1 television station, Clary said he should be admitted. The assistant to the mayor, Patty Ginsburg, refused on the grounds that neither the pastor nor any staff members of the church stations had ever taken part in any past press conferences. Ginsburg said Clary was not a member of the working press. Still smarting from the rejection, the Baptist Temple pastor reacted to the mayor's new proposal.
I don't think that he should put the city of Anchorage through this again. You see how divisive this has been already in our community, and now he's going to take it to another level, spread throughout the entire city on an electoral basis. And it's just not going to be good for our community, and he needs to back off and rethink what he's doing.
Assemblymember Sheila Selcraig recalled several people from both sides wanting to have the anti-discrimination ordinance go on the municipal ballot. But she also was concerned about the tone of new public hearings and subsequent Assembly debate.
I'm committed to make decisions as I move forward that will support a peaceful and respectful discussion of what's before us and hopefully build an outcome that we can all respect. And we have to be cautious of righteousness and anger and remember that we are one community.
Klayman hopes the public hearing, debate, and vote takes place before the end of July. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.